What it is, Brad Lee back again with another episode of Dropping Bombs today in the studio. Folks, as always, I got a real treat for you. Doug Zucco in the house. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Dude, try to get that mic as close as possible. There you go. We want to hear that thunderous voice. Folks, if you guys don't know Doug is the founder of Fast Fit Body Sculpting. He has a wide array of past experience, sprint car racer, largest cattle operations in Pennsylvania. What's that like?
You don't want to know. That was horrible.
And then, but mainly, dude, you're an entrepreneur for a while.
Well, 1979, I opened a gym, right? And I was in the healthcare business for 10 years, had a medical imaging center. I was a sprint car racer, professional motocross racer. I've done a lot of different things.
So now, though, founder of Fast Fit Body Sculpting. I see them all over Las Vegas. Are they elsewhere or just here?
Just here.
Okay. But the reason I wanted you on the show is because we were talking about red light beds, and I see a lot of red light shit going on nowadays. Everybody's talking about how effective it is. And I know for a fact that red light beds have some benefit, but I didn't know what kind of benefit, and I didn't know which ones are bullshit and which ones aren't. So I said, come on the show. Let's open people's eyes about how to get fit fast, really. Cause that's what Fast Fit Body Sculpting is, isn't it?
It's all about reducing fat. And if you don't mind me, I just tell my story, background story real quick, right? So October 2nd of 2014, I was a guy that worked out twice a day, ate right, did all the right things. I walked out of the gym at 9 o'clock in the morning, right outside the gym, 100% blockage, heart attack, the Widowmaker, pow.
Wow.
So I get hauled to the hall, wake up in the recovery room, right at the hospital. And the doctors tell me how lucky I was. I wasn't feeling lucky. I was feeling scared to death because here's a guy, doing everything right, eating right, working out it, twice a day, but I still couldn't reduce that visceral fat. And when I mean by visceral fat, it's the fat that is under the muscle. I knew I had visceral fat because I had a medical imaging center at the time and we did MRI, but I had a six pack, didn't think it was a problem, but it is a huge problem, whether somebody's very fit or somebody's very out of shape. That's why you see a lot of bodybuilders, a lot of guys in very good shape die at a very young age, especially runners, because runners have a lot of visceral fat. They don't realize it. So the problem with visceral fat is right around the age 35, it's a little bit arbitrary, it can be a little younger, a little older, but right around age 35, we lose the ability to convert visceral fat to burn. So I don't care what you do, and there's always exceptions to the rule, right? But take, for instance, the NFL. You have players that are, guys have played in about their mid-30s. If they're not banged up, they still like to play. But what happens, they leave, for the summer break, right? They come back to training camp. Most of the guys eat a little bit too much. They figure no problem. I'm going to whip myself into shape in a couple weeks. And that happens year after year after year. They do that. But right around age 35, they come back to camp and that fat doesn't come off. They can't lose it. So now they lost a step. They get replaced. They lose their job. But you take a guy like Tom Brady, Jerry Rice, they never had visceral fat. They worked out all the time, so they never let themselves get visceral fat, so it wasn't a problem. Tom Brady's in great shape in his mid-40s. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But how do you keep visceral fat from getting on you?
Well, that's a really good question, because it can come from, it can come from what you eat, of course, drinking alcohol, any types of
stress.
Stress is a big one, right? Stress or environmental toxins. It might not be anything to do with what you eat, but, the air you breathe, the water we drink, the scents that we're around, this day and age, we're bombarded with environmental toxins.
Yeah, the reason I bring up stress, a lot of people listen to the show are entrepreneurs. They're out there hustling, trying to make, something out of themselves, build big businesses, and stress comes with that. And a lot of people don't realize that stress, they call it the silent killer. Stress can literally cause you to gain visceral fat. The fact that you're stressed, believe it or not, is affecting your health in a major way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When you are stressed out, all of your blood vessels constrict. So your blood pressure goes up, you release a lot of cortisol. That cortisol will lay down visceral fat. Absolutely will do that.
So you had the Widowmaker, you woke up, you had a bunch of visceral fat. Continue.
Well, I owned an MRI center, so I knew a lot of doctors, had a lot of doctors' phone numbers. I called about everyone I had, and I didn't know what I was looking for, but I was looking for an answer. We had to find a way to reduce visceral fat because diet and exercise was not doing it. So basically, I come across the guy who was using red light technology in his practice. Hey, it worked on me. It worked on some other people. So basically, that's how I started my business in 2015, Fast Fit Body Sculpting. But just to give you a little bit about the beds, red light beds didn't exist back then. There were those ones in the tanning salons that were used those fluorescent type bulbs, right? But those have very, very little benefit. So it was 2016, where I got really tired of using the device we had because it was a very small device, little paddles, a real pain to put on the body, only affected certain parts of the body. Man, if red light was so good, why shouldn't we put our whole body in it? So I'm basically the inventor of the red light bed with the LEDs. That didn't exist before me.
Hmm. So what are some of the benefits? How does it work?
It has every benefit. And I know that's, I'll go through it, right? I know that sounds, far-fetched, but it is amazing for what it does. And just to hit one right now is dehydration. Most people are very dehydrated. They don't realize it.
Yeah.
And they think if they just drink some water, that they're going to get hydrated. But that's not necessarily true at all. It's good to drink water, of course. But what happens, every cell in your body has a liposomal membrane. It's a fatty membrane that surrounds and protects the cell. So it doesn't matter if it's a skin cell, a muscle cell, a brain cell. So what happens, when we have visceral fat, those membranes tend to get a little thicker. So what happens, just think of it as a dirty filter. As blood tries to pass through that filter, it gets restricted. So if we have restricted blood flow, per se, the muscle, okay? So what happens, the muscle dehydrates, it gets smaller. Even though you have the tissue, we don't have the blood in there to fill it up. We don't get the oxygen, we don't get the glucose. So we don't have the energy. Because we don't have the hydration as far as the volume of the blood, our muscles are hydraulic, so we lose strength. So, we lose stamina, the whole body starts deteriorating, right? And then if the cell doesn't flush, what happens? The hydration of the blood needs to flush out the carbon dioxide and the waste products from producing energy. If that doesn't flush out often enough, the cell becomes toxic, basically stagnant, dies prematurely, and that causes rapid aging. So you'll see people's metabolic age. We have a chronologic age. I'm 65, but I have a metabolic age of 50. And that's as low as the device I use will measure, right? 15 years one way or the other. So it's more about your metabolic age than it is your chronologic age. I say age is just a number, right?
So if I come into one of these facilities and get tested, it'll tell me how old I am biologically?
Metabolically.
Metabolically.
Your metabolic age.
So it'll tell, even though I'm 55, it could say, well, you're 40, or it could say you're 70.
when I first got on it, right, I was 15 years older. And I'm like, wow, I thought I was in great shape, right? But I was 15 years older, and now I'm 15 years younger. So I made a 30-year swing, and that happens a lot. So to get back about hydration, hydration's everything. You cannot live without glucose, without oxygen.
Well, lack of oxygen, which is hypoxia, is said to be the cause of cancer. So I know a cancer doctor. I should introduce him to you, by the way.
I know him, actually.
Who, Dr. Lyons?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like he said, hypoxia is what causes cancer, lack of oxygen. And what you just said, when the blood can't get in there, it can't carry oxygen in there either, let alone hydration. It can't even oxygenate the cell very well.
Absolutely. So the hydration of the blood, the water in the blood, right, basically carries in the glucose and the oxygen. It's the carrier.
Yeah.
And it volumizes the cell. So what happens if it doesn't get in the skin cell, then the skin cells dehydrates, you lose collagen, and we get the wrinkles and crepey skin, the sags and all of that, right? If you take a brain cell, well, that's the cause of dementia. Because if we don't get blood flow to the brain, we don't get oxygen to the brain, You don't get sugar to the brain. The brain will deteriorate very fast.
Mm. So why the beds you have versus all the ones that are being advertised? Because now the red light bed is now all the craze amongst the health industry.
Yeah, I was way before my time, and you're right. But it's all about, if you just think about it, the people that buy red light beds, they don't really understand what they're buying. They don't know much about it. Even if they do, they trust the people that are actually selling the beds, right? And I promise you, you don't want to trust people that are selling beds. There's very, very reputable companies out there, and there's other companies that look very reputable, and they are not. I mean, I basically had a manufacturer when I started making the beds. I was going to switch manufacturers, and I started dealing with a company that didn't make one for fat loss. They just made one for, you know, inflammation, for recovery, right? Because most places advertise their beds for recovery, for blood flow, for things that you really can't measure. But I need something that will not only do all of that, but I need to reduce fat. And you can measure fat. Absolutely. We do that every day, right? So when you have a measurable results, you have to get real results. You just can't, you know, a lot of people get in a red light bed and they'll say, oh, I feel good. How do you feel? Oh, I feel good. You know, I maybe have less pain, whatever. You know, it's more mental than anything else sometimes. But when you get into a bed with really good intensity, for instance, right? If you can plug your device into a wall with just a 110 plug, you don't have enough intensity to do everything. You know, if you don't have a good quality bulb, and LED lights are usually very inexpensive because there's very cheap LED lights, but there's also very expensive LED lights. They're high quality. And you must have those high quality bulbs to get all the results. And of course, manufacturers, they want to most manufacturers, I won't give them all a bad name, but they want to build the cheapest device so they can sell it for maybe a little less or maybe a lot more and make the biggest profit. We all know that happens.
Yeah. So is the bulb the difference? What's the difference?
It's the diode, which is the bulb. That is the difference. And also it needs to have the intensity. So all the beds I sell basically work on 220, just like you plug in a welder.
Someone buys a bed at their house, they got to install or have an electrician probably install it.
Yeah, the bed's very easy. We can install that, but they do need to have a 30 amp 220 socket, which isn't that big.
It's like a washer and dryer.
Yeah, same as a dryer.
So I'm looking at these two charts that you showed. We were talking before the show. This guy's 77 years old. He walked in fat. How long ago was it? Or how?
6 weeks exactly on those. If you look at the dates, right? I think it was January 13th.
I need to put on the old readers. Does it do anything for the eyesight?
Well, it's funny you say that, right? I make everybody wear eye covering just to be safe, but there's a lot of studies out there saying it does improve eyesight.
Okay, so this guy walked in 5'5", 77 years old, probably doesn't work out much.
Doesn't work out at all.
Doesn't work out at all. He was 259 at 5'5", dude. That's portly. BMI 43.2, body fat 33%, body fat mass 85.6 pounds, muscle mass 165 pounds, metabolic age 82 years old. A lot more on there, but that's the bottom line. 6 weeks later, from just laying in these beds.
Laying in the bed.
How long they got to lay?
Maximum 20 minutes, but basically it takes 8 minutes to really lose fat.
Yeah, so a dude walks in there and lays in there for 20 minutes. Doesn't work out. What about changing his diet? Did he change his diet?
Well, it always helps, right? If we're trying to get rid of fat, we don't eat garbage.
Yeah.
You're no matter what you do, you can always mess things up. You're not going to outdo the most horrible diet, right? Yeah. But I'll tell you what it will do. People don't realize that everybody has a rate of gain. And what I mean by that is gaining fat.
Yeah.
People sometimes don't notice it because they get on the scale and they weigh about the same. But I've measured a lot of people. Actually, one lady after she had a gastric bypass, and in 9 months without using the beds, she came in and decided not to do it. She came back in 9 months later, and by eating almost nothing, she gained 18 pounds of fat. So it's more damaging not to eat than what it is to eat.
Well, this is what's crazy, because again, you think, well, the diet that's just going to help lose fat. So any fat loss, you got to kind of, I don't know if it was the red light, might have been he just went on a kick-ass diet too. But a diet doesn't gain muscle.
You're absolutely right. And diet doesn't necessarily have people lose fat.
But it can.
Here's
it helps.
They will lose weight for sure.
I know, but if I'm if I'm skeptical of these red light bets, and I'm seeing these, I'm just playing the devil's advocate. I'm thinking, well, that doesn't mean it was the red light. It could have been the guy started eating right. You had him on a kick-ass regimen. He started working out. He started eating right. And the red light beds was just part of it, which means, well, you can't say everything happened because of the red light. I was hoping you would say all he did was lay in the red light, didn't change the diet, didn't change a thing. But let's just assume he did do the diet. Again, playing devil's advocate. Okay, well, then the red light didn't cause or solely cause the weight loss. But I notice here, his muscle mass was 165. 6 weeks later, which isn't very long, it was 183. He gained 18 pounds of muscle. You're not doing that by eating right.
Well, let me explain how that happens.
Okay.
By getting more, by reducing, by basically cleaning your filters, right? By making the cell wall more permeable, mm-hmm. it allows more blood flow. So what happens if you have a dirty filter, if that cell wall is restricting blood flow? Well, the first thing that happens, you're going to have high blood pressure because now you have restriction between the arterial side and the venous side. The second thing that happens is now we're diabetic or pre-diabetic because the cells aren't accepting the sugar, right? Mm. So they call it insulin resistance. But realistically, it's very simple. We need to get the cells to absorb sugar and absorb the blood in general, right? So when the sugar can get into the cell, it doesn't hang out in the bloodstream and cause your A1C to go through the roof. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So basically, just by the injection of blood into the muscle will make the muscle much heavier, which will make you stronger. You're not really building muscle tissue. You just have better hydrated muscle. So now you look the part. You feel the part. Your metabolism changes drastically.
Well, for everybody wondering, what's the difference? Okay, so the difference was in 6 weeks, this was 113, 227. Body fat mass, 85 pounds, dropped to 59 pounds. Body fat was 33 to 23. So he lost 10% body fat, basically. He lost almost 30 pounds of straight up fat. He went from obese rating to healthy rating. And again, visceral fat rating dropped by 6 points.
Big time.
Yeah, body water went from 48% to 56. So now he's hydrated much better.
He went from a very unhealthy state to a very healthy state.
Yeah, 126 body water to 142 pounds body water. And then this is the one that, like, how the hell did this happen? 165 to 183. So he gained 18 pounds of muscle. His bone mass went up 0.8. Why would the bone mass increase?
Blood flow. The same reason. If you get blood flow to bone, is very hard to get blood flow to. And as you get blood into the bone cells, you build bone mass.
You know, it's funny also here, 82 year metabolic age down to 62. So he's still, I was going to say he's older, but he's older. He's 77.
He's maxed out. At 15 years younger is all it'll measure. So it's 62, but he may be 60 or 59. We don't know.
Physique rating 3, solidly built. Physique rating went to muscular. So bottom line, massive difference in just 6 weeks. Now, again, I wish I knew this dude so I could call him and say, hey, bro, tell me what you did. If he goes, man, I just laid in the bed.
I'll tell you, you know, exactly for detail what he did, but I'll give you his phone number. You can call him. Absolutely.
What did he do?
He's here in Vegas. So here's what you need to do when you get out of the bed. This is very important. I need someone to go for a walk. And here's why the walk. It's not for exercise. It's not to burn fat. But what it's for, what happens when you lay under the red lights for fat loss? it basically, it's more the frequency of the light, just not a red light, but it's a specific frequency of the light that activates receptors in the blood on the fat cells to help the fat cells open up and release the fatty acids. So that's what breaks the encapsulation, is the light. So when the fatty acids are released, now the liver can metabolize the fat. And then we're going to dispose of it. So we're not going to burn it off. We're going to put it in the toilet. We're going to put the stuffing of the fat cells, the toxic waste, in the toilet. In order to do that, I need a walk because we need blood flow to the liver so the liver can function. So if you just went and sat in the couch, you're not going to get that blood flow, so you're not going to metabolize the fat near as well. But by going for that walk, it's blood flow to the liver, allows the liver to dispose of the fat, and that's exactly what happened.
So I would say additional blood flow, because you got blood flow even if you're sitting on the couch, or you'd be dead. You have to have blood flow.
Well, of course, but you want additional blood flow.
Yeah, you want to increase the blood flow.
You got to increase the blood flow to the liver so the liver can function. What people don't realize, the liver is your main filter. Your liver and kidneys are the filter of the body. 80% of Americans are walking around with a some degree of a fatty liver, even children. The medical profession doesn't address fatty liver until it's catastrophic, until it's 90%. But what happens when the liver starts collecting fat, basically gets plugged up with the fats we eat, what happens, the liver becomes inflamed. So for all you people out there that, you know, have arthritis or in a lot of pain, when the liver is inflamed, the blood that passes through the liver becomes inflamed. And now the blood itself is pushing inflammation, spreading inflammation all over the body. So it can go one place and build up, and you can have need a hip replacement or affect a joint like that. Or it can go everywhere. It can inflame the vagus nerve, which causes a myriad of problems, including anxiety, depression. Almost every disease comes from inflammation. You reduce the inflammation, you have much less pain. You reduce the inflammation, you have much less chance of getting a disease. And if you already have the disease, you reduce the inflammation, you're not going to have near the symptoms. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the beds, people can just buy those, put them at home, and how often are they supposed to lay in them?
It all depends. We can specialize, but realistically, if you lay in a bed 3 times a week, that's optimal.
And those beds aren't cheap. So what if they can't afford a bed? They just go to Fast Fit?
Well, they can come to Fast Fit, but actually, you know,
not if they're
the
not
price
if they're not
that I sell beds for is a fraction of the price. I'm trying to help people. My goal at Fast Fit, I truly believe this was a gift given to me, the good Lord saved my life so I could help other people save their life. No one talks about visceral fat. It's starting to come around now, but I was the first one that actually even started talking about the dangers of visceral fat. So I want to help people. I want to give them beds at a very affordable price, and not just any bed, not a cheap bed, the best quality beds on the market for a fraction of what they charge anywhere else.
Yeah, because there's some beds out there, dude, they're expensive. I'm thinking, how do you afford these beds, just regular people?
Well, you know, there's people selling beds that are totally garbage for $160,000. You know, I'm talking about an average price, right? For like $30,000, which comes out to a payment of a couple hundred dollars a month. Everybody can afford a couple hundred dollars a month.
They finance them?
Yeah, absolutely. And most people that are not healthy, that are ill, right? They may be paying $300, $400, $500, $1,000, maybe $2,000 or $3,000 a month for pharmaceuticals. And I got to make this clear. I'm not making any claims to cure disease. But when you reduce the inflammation in the body, most people don't. I'll put this, a lot of people aren't diabetics anymore because you get the blood flow in and out of the cell. It's the most amazing thing you can do for dementia because you need blood flow to carry oxygen to the brain. Also, glucose is very important to the brain. It's great for your hair. It's fantastic for your skin. So if your ladies are worried about, you know, your skin, you don't want to, you know, before you need the facelift, whatever, use the bed. It's amazing for the skin. It's amazing. Here's one of the secrets to the
what
bed.
Do they look like?
They basically, we'll show a picture here so people can see them here. So,
well, they look like a tanning bed?
They do look like a tanning bed, but they're not a tanning bed. It's the same outside as a tanning bed, but the inside is totally different. There's no UV rays at all. So there's nothing. Here's the kicker, right? There's no negative side effects.
But you need a 6-foot space somewhere.
Yeah, the bed I sell, it's a commercial bed, but I like to sell the smaller version so it fits in a house. It's only six foot six long, so you can put it in the smallest room.
So I'm an entrepreneur. I'm stressed. I'm running around trying to build a business. I get up in the morning, bang, hit the bed for 10 minutes every single day, go out because I'm running and walking all day long anyway. So I hit the bed 10 minutes in the morning, walk around. If I don't change anything other than that, what kind of benefits am I going to see?
Well, you're going to lose fat no matter what. Right?
So even I don't do anything, I still eat the way I eat, whether it's shitty or not is irrelevant. I still drink what I drink. I don't work out. I'm the same guy. And by the way, this isn't me. I get up and work out, but I'm talking about an entrepreneur that's busy. They don't have a lot of time. If they just pop in this bed 10 minutes a day, don't do anything different. Go out and attack the day like they normally do. What can they expect in a month, 2 months to see a difference, even if they don't change anything but the bed?
Well, it's not a license to eat all the garbage you can.
No, but if I was eating garbage before, because there's people out there, Doug, they're eating the way they eat. That's just what they do. They're either not working out or they're not drinking water or whatever they're doing, they're doing. So now I'm trying to find those guys. Why? Because dude, sometimes, you know, if I can introduce something, hey, do this for 10 minutes every day, and it just helps a little. That's what I'm asking, because there's a lot of people, they're not going to all of a sudden change their entire life just because they bought a bed. They should, well, even if they don't buy a bed. But the question is, if I bought a bed and I just laid in it 10 minutes and then went about my day, I didn't change anything. I didn't eat more because I got a bed. I didn't eat less because I got a bed. I ate the same. I was doing the same shit, except the difference is the bed. So all I did is lay in the bed 10 minutes. In a month or two, would I feel or see a difference in my skin, in my hair, in my energy, anything, or would I not?
You absolutely will. And we have some pictures that we can show the audience. But basically, I had one lady, she lost 65. And this lady was very obese. She was heavy all of her life since her teens. She's 72 years old. Said, Doug, there's no way this is going to work. I've been heavy all my life. I said, yes, it will work. We went back and forth. Anyway, she did the program, but she had a problem. She couldn't walk. She could only walk about 10 minutes because she was about ready for a knee replacement. So not only did the inflammation levels come down, but she started walking a little more. She could walk 11 minutes, then 12 minutes, 13 minutes. She ended up losing 65 pounds of fat. And her biggest complaint is she cut down eating pizza twice a week instead of every day. So everybody has a rate of gain. I guarantee, when people come to FastFit, I want everybody to understand, I have 9 years of business experience in this field. I put over 10,000 people through our program. I have more experience with red lights and fat loss than anybody in the world, I promise you. If there's somebody out there that has more than that, please contact me because I want to talk to them. But I guarantee when people come into one of my facilities, I guarantee them 10 pounds of fat loss in 30 days.
Yeah, and dude, I've known about you and been to them for a long time. So they're not going out of business. So they must be doing something because eventually you'd end up out of business.
Well, absolutely. And to get to your point about eating everything, right? Everybody has, like I said, a rate of gain. People don't realize it because as we age, we're gaining fat. Most people are gaining fat, losing muscle, and losing bone mass all at the same time. So even if you look at the scale, it doesn't change much. Like for instance, people say, I'm my high school weight. Well, when they were in high school, they may weigh the same, but they had a ton more muscle. They had a ton less fat. And basically all that muscle on their shoulders is muscle doesn't turn to fat, but now they're wearing on their belly. So they might weigh the same, but they got a ton more fat than they used to and a ton less muscle.
Yeah. Or the opposite. They're losing muscle and they dropped 20 pounds, but it was 20 pounds of muscle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And what people don't understand, when you go on a diet, most people do not lose fat. Most people gain fat from dieting. They lose a lot of muscle. So what happens, it slows down your metabolism, body goes in starvation mode. And and then you start storing fat. And that's why the yo-yo diet, right? We lose a bunch of weight. People always say, well, is this going to come back? Well, muscle will always come back because muscle has memory. All you have to do is eat again and your muscle comes back. But the problem is they lose muscle, they gain a little bit of fat. Now when that muscle comes back, they weigh more than they did in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So okay, there's the beds. Now I want to ask you some entrepreneur shit because you obviously grew it and they're very successful and you make a bunch of money. Before you were making money, you wouldn't have a big cattle operation. So you were making money before these. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was the biggest challenge of getting those going? Like, did people doubt? Like, how do they walk in and get sold?
You know, I was really blessed. I didn't have a challenge. I mean, my whole reason I'm doing this is trying to, yes, of course I want to make money. Everybody wants to make money, right? You got to make money. You can't pay the rent. You can't pay your help. So you have to charge for it. But my whole purpose of doing it is to help people not end up like me. I mean, everybody knows somebody that was 40 years old, maybe late 30s, maybe 50 years old, the picture of health. And now they're gone. They're not here anymore. And that's all 100% preventable. There's a book. It's called Biomagnetic Healing. Everybody should read that book. It talks not only about LED lights, but it talks about other type of technologies also. And what it states in that book, when Nikola Tesla first discovered all these frequencies, he was immediately hushed up. The health field did not want to hear about it because their job, how they make money, is selling drugs. So that was way back 100 years ago, almost 90 years ago, whatever. But now it's got much worse. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are huge. They, you know, they have the CEO of the pharmaceutical company has a fiduciary duty to every stockholder to make as much money as possible. So in order to do that, they have to sell more and more and more and more drugs. Diseases are invented. Realistically, I don't know one disease that's actually cured by taking a pill. You know,
scurvy.
Maybe that one.
Right? You eat an orange.
Maybe that. But, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are suppressing a lot of this because, believe it or not, they want to sell you diabetic medication. They want to sell you metformin, which is actually, there's a lot of lawsuits against metformin proven to cause cancer.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Just Google it.
I thought metformin's an age enhancer, like you'll live longer.
Google it.
I'll be damned. I just heard about metformin not too long ago.
Yeah, there's a natural supplement called berberine.
Yeah, I take berberine.
Yeah, and it does a lot of things metformin does, only no side effects, right?
Huh. So from because again, a lot of entrepreneurs listening, what was your biggest challenge of growing this business into the multi-million dollar business that it is? You had to start with one. You said you didn't have any problems.
Oh no, I had a lot of problems, but I'll just tell you flat out, most problems came with employees.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is, right? I mean, the employees are sometimes a blessing. I have very good employees now, but you know.
So your biggest challenge was finding the right team.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Someone asked me the other day and I said, dealing with people, you know, it's hard, but you know, it's worth it. So.
Well, you brought up a good point because you said dealing with people, right? You know, some people don't want to win. Some people don't believe they can win. Some people are willing to try something, but they're easy to bow out of it because in their mind, they don't want to be a failure. And if they can think of an excuse how to get out of it, right, they'll quit.
Yeah.
But for the people that just come in and they don't have that negative mindset, wow, what a joy they are to work with.
Yeah. You heard of Andrew Tate, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was reading something he said the other day. It was like, basically, imagine if there were an alternative universe where all you had to do to get the body you want is want it for 365 days in a row. If you could just want that body for 365 days, it'd be yours. If the car you wanted, all you had to do was want it for 2 years, the house, the life, the relationship. What if all you ever wanted, all you had to do to get it, the only thing it took was wanting it for a specific amount of time, like a car, 2 years and it's yours, any car, house, want it for 3 years and it's yours. anything that you want, all you'd have to do is figure out how long do you have to want it in order to get it. And he said, now what if I told you that's not an alternative universe? It's the one we're living in. Problem with most people is they don't want anything long enough. And that's what you were just saying. They want it for a week and then it takes a little too much work. And next thing you know, they rationalize why they don't really want it, or some other entity in their organization or in their environment talks them out of it, or, you know, whatever. But it's the end of the day, they don't want anything long enough. Their mindset screwed up, basically.
Yeah, and then they listen to the wrong people, right?
Yeah.
They listen to their wife or their husband, or they listen to their best friend that's, you know, 30, 40 pounds overweight, and they're telling them to eat the chocolate cake because it won't hurt them. And, you know,
enjoy life a little bit. Yeah. Dude, we don't live very long anyway. Have a damn piece of cake, which I do subscribe to that. Because, dude, you could die tomorrow, fit as hell, chicken breasts and rice, and I could live 90 years eating killer shit. You never know. It's the end of the day. It's like a lottery. But I do believe in moderation, meaning, you know, I'm not going my whole life without having a piece of cake on my daughter's birthday, things like that. But it's the consistency of doing right mostly that allows for, okay, you had a piece of cake, no big deal. But it's when you're doing things wrong consistently that now that cake adds up over the years, and pretty soon you got a massive stroke or a heart attack or some shit like that. Does the red lights help any kind of heart issues?
Absolutely.
Like if someone were diagnosed with stage A heart failure, you ever heard of that? It's like beginning heart failure, not a major deal, but it means your heart's going to fail if you know.
You're looking at the guy that was diagnosed with that.
Officially that?
Yeah. I mean,
because I know a guy that's diagnosed with it right now. Prominent guy. And he's like trying to figure out what's what. I don't know if he has a red light bed, but if you think that'll help, I'll connect
you
guys.
Not that I think it'll help, right?
Well, it will?
Yeah. I mean, your normal ejection fraction, and for everybody who doesn't know what that is, that's the efficiency that your heart pumps out blood, right? It should be, for a normal person, somewhere between 55 and 65%. If you're below 50%, then you're compromised. And if you're below 40%, then you're in heart failure. Well, guess what mine is? Mine's 39. So the rare times I go to a doctor for a checkup, I drive them crazy because they want to do all these things to me. They want to have surgery and implant defibrillators in me. But let me tell you what the difference is between me and the average person that might have the same ejection fraction. It's a red light bed. Because what does a red light bed do? Just one of the things, hydrates the cells. So if you can get blood to flow into the cell, you're getting more glucose, more oxygen. So now your heart doesn't have to work so hard. Your lungs don't have to work so hard. So what happens with people that have a lot of visceral fat, when we went through COVID years ago, those are the people that either died or had serious problems because their heart and lungs were terribly overworked. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you were talking about your friend before had arrhythmia, heart arrhythmia, right? Well, our heart's electric. But what happens when the liver is toxic, when the liver is fatty, and you can go to the doctor and have a very fatty liver, but if it's not 90%, they're not going to diagnose it. So what happens when the liver's fatty, it throws our bodies are electric. No matter how you slice it, we're electric. We're made up of protons, electrons, neutrons. So what happens as you cleanse the liver, a lot of those electrical problems can go away. Does that make sense?
Yep. I'm texting the guy right now.
Yeah.
Because he just told me, and I just said, do you have a red light bed? He just said, yes. I love it. What kind though? Good one? Because again, this guy probably has a red light bed thinking, you know, I got it. But he doesn't. He has a red light bed that's just red lights. And that's the problem. Is it, how do you know which one's real, which one isn't?
You actually have to get a meter and measure. And you can measure the intensity of the output of the bulbs. And intensity and the frequency need to be specific, right? The frequency needs to be specific. The intensity needs to be higher. And a lot of beds out there basically are selling LED bulbs that have about the output of a Christmas tree light. Well, you can sit and stand in front of your Christmas tree all day long. You're not going to lose any fat.
I'm going to connect you with this guy.
But it's just amazing what happens. And I had a gentleman call me, and his wife wanted to one of those stand-up beds, like you'd see at Planet Fitness or something. And here's the problem. You know, I've never measured those bulbs, but they're so far away from you. As the light goes through the air, it dissipates very, very quickly, diminishes very, very quickly. Red light beds are called low-level lasers, but they're actually not a laser at all. A laser is a focused light. So a laser could actually travel through the air a little bit. But LED bulbs are a diffused light, so they can't travel through the air. So you can stand, you know, try to stand by a panel or, you know, by one of those stand-up beds, and you're not going to get near the benefits. There's also a combined energy when you're in a bed, enclosed in a bed, and the light's reflecting off you, reflecting off the bed, coming back, so you get a very higher intensity because you're totally encapsulated by the bed. But your head's open, your feet's open, you don't have to worry about that. You're not shut up like an MRI. But that is, that combined energy is much more effective.
Well, I can tell you, this guy can definitely afford a bed.
Everybody can afford a bed.
Well, I mean, he don't need payments. Like, this guy could buy a million beds. So I'm going to, if he's interested, I'm going to connect you guys. Because, again, he's got a little bit of a heart issue. And he's had a couple of heart attacks, light heart attacks. Just had another one last week. He said, went to the doctor. They said it's stage A heart failure.
Yeah, well.
And he said he's got a red light bed. But, dude, what if it's one of those bullshit ones?
Yeah. You think you're doing something good and you're not, right?
All right. Last topic I want to cover before we cut out is the bands. The bands. I know that you do these bands. You're fit, obviously, but you've seen some magic with this bands, this BFR. What's it called?
Blood flow restriction bands.
Yeah. So these certain bands, these B3 bands, you put them on your arms, you put them on your legs, depending on whether you're doing upper body or lower body.
Correct.
And you can take a 1 hour workout and do it in 8 minutes, and you'll get more benefit growing muscle and lifting lightweight for 8 minutes than you will busting your ass and freaking, you know, killing it.
Absolutely.
You're getting more muscle gain and fitness just by putting on these little bands.
They were invented actually in Japan, and how they came to the United States, they were used by the Olympic teams. Because the Olympic teams like them so much because there's no chance of injury because you're not actually tearing muscle. So you're not tearing muscle down. You don't have to worry about heavy weights, tearing out a joint, whatever, or ripping a muscle. So what the bands do, and just let people know, they're not stretchy bands. They're actually like blood pressure, type of blood pressure cuff, but specifically designed, is they fool the brain into thinking that your workout is a very high intensity workout. So at that point, because we're doing it for a very short period of time, we're not releasing cortisol. And just like you were saying, when people are under stress, right, the reason they get fat is all the cortisol release. So basically, when you're releasing cortisol, you're going to gain fat. And that's why you see a lot of bodybuilders, and we'll actually show a picture of that, bodybuilders, you know, they're very lean, right? But when they get older in age, they get up above that age of 35, maybe their 40s or 50s, they got big bellies. And you can see every, you know, their skin's so thin, no subcutaneous fat, almost all gone, but they have these huge bellies. That is visceral fat. That's what one of the things cortisol does, right? So the B3 bands eliminates the cortisol. And then beyond that, it gives you 25 times the growth hormone release. Our bodies store growth hormone, but as we get older, we have a hard time releasing it. So by using the bands, you'll release 25 times the amount of growth hormone. By using the bands, you create a lot of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide does amazing things for every cell in the body, but one major thing, it does help clean out your blood vessels. So you can, you know, you don't get heart attacks, strokes, all that stuff.
And it helps blood flow.
Yeah, absolutely. By cleaning out the blood. Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't dilate, but it opens up the blood vessels. So we get much, much greater blood flow.
So with the bands and the beds, I think that'd be a double whammy.
Well, you know, it really would be. It absolutely, I haven't really introduced that into FastFit yet, but the bands are amazing.
I'd be selling those bands. They're cheap. I'd be selling those bands at Fast Fit because, dude, I mean, like, it's not about, you know, what's a way I can skip a workout. It's what's a way I can get an hour and a half, because there's people out there working out for an hour and a half. They're fit. They're doing good. Well, they need the bed. But imagine if they could also cut an hour out of their day and get the same or better effect. They, dude, I'm telling you, they will eat them up. They will be, it'll be the new craze. Everyone will be like freaking wearing bands at the gym.
Well, I mean, it's no doubt you get better results. You just have a pro bodybuilder get on, right? Dr. Mike DeBoard, he's the founder of the company. I just had a pro bodybuilder come on. Wasn't a big believer, a skeptical, you know, just, but he did use them. He used them right. So he used them for a couple weeks. And then he went back to lifting heavy weights. He called Dr. Mike. He said, listen, I've been lifting heavy weights for 5 days. Everything in my body's hurting. I'm going back to the bands. I'll probably never lift heavy weights again. You know, you don't have to rip the muscle fibers to build muscles. A lot
people
of the
things, think you do.
You don't.
I know, but people think you do. They're like, well, if it's not ripping, how is it building back stronger?
It's the release of the nitric oxide. It's the release of the growth hormones that makes you leaner and builds muscle.
That's crazy, dude. So, folks, people listening, listen, if you want a red light bed, okay, go to fastfitbodysculpting.com. That's where you sell them.
Yeah.
If you guys want to follow Doug.
Actually, it's fast.fit's the shortcut.
Fast.fit.
And then the full name is fastfitbodysculpting.com. So fast.fit will get you there. There's a little link.
Fast.fit.
Yeah, fast.fit. No.com.
Yeah, go to fast.fit. Look at the beds, get a hold of Doug. You can also follow him at Doug Zucco. That's Z-U-C-C-O. For anybody interested in freaking gaining muscle quickly without, you know, lifting heavy weights, I'd suggest you go check out those bands. I started doing it a couple days ago. Should have been a couple weeks ago, but I procrastinate sometimes. But, you know, I get like, I feel the burn lifting lightweight, heavy rep. I'm doing it quick, easy. Like I'm just waiting. And again, you guys see me all ripped up in a couple months, dude, I'm going to be pushing those bands everywhere. But dude, the research I've done, it looks crazy. And you do the bands as well.
Absolutely.
So folks, you want the bands, you want to cut your workouts down from 90 minutes to 8 minutes, legs, shoulders, doesn't matter. Bands are for upper body, lower body. You can get those too from Doug.
Absolutely. And the big thing is, right, with the bands, you can get a very intense workout. And a couple hours later, you're not wiped out. You're actually more energized and you could do it again. A lot of times I'll do upper body and then lower body later in the day.
Crazy. It's crazy that there's these little hacks out there that nobody knows about. So everybody's going to do the old fashioned way. Everybody's always afraid of trying new things. Everybody's always skeptical. And again, so am I. But at the end of the day, I like to try them. So I'm going to start coming in. I don't know if I'll buy a bed right off the bat, but I'm in Vegas. I don't have to. I can just go in and like get a Fast Fit membership and lay in them for a couple months and see if they do the work. If they work, bro, I'll buy a bed right now.
And for
I just got to figure out where to put it.
For anybody that, you know, wants some advice, whatever, just go, you can go to fast.fit, go there. It says about the bed, just click on that. It talks about Fast Fit technology, right? So basically just leave your info. I'll get back to you and I'll help you out no matter where you're at or what you want to do. I'm here to help you.
Or go to at Doug Zucco, Z-U-C-C-O, DM him. And hopefully, you know, you're not heading for a heart attack, but maybe we've done our part now to save at least a life or two.
You know, it's scary. The people that, I'll tell you a quick story. I know you got to go, but I had a girl, she said she was driving, her and her husband left the gym, driving down the highway. He was 45, 46 years old, something like that. Had a heart attack while I was driving, died behind the wheel. And she had to pull the car off from the passenger side. I mean, those stories happen all the time. People don't understand the dangers of visceral fat, why they have pain. If you have pain, I promise you, it's probably coming from visceral fat. If you have about any major disease, it's probably coming because of visceral fat. Even very thin people can have a very high amount of visceral fat.
Yeah, or just go get tested with one of these deals you got here.
Absolutely.
Folks, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And as always, keep it real.